This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's the first day of the broadcast week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, cranking it up on radio through our syndicator, GCN, around the world. Go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up as well to many of the stories we're going to cover today, and you can hear us 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, in addition to today. So, where do we go today? Well, guess what? My best buddy in media, he's doing it right all these years. He's a hero and friend. John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com is on with us. We got a lot to talk about, John, as always.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Robert. Always.
Yeah, and you know, just you can't make this stuff up. You know, every time we get together, it's like you can't make what we're going to cover. You can't make this up. And one of your articles recently talks about the rise and fall of CNN, the most busted name in news, and the so-called whistleblower from within there. What they're revealing, not surprising to us, but the fact that it's being revealed should give you an idea of how the machine works. And this is on top of maybe a not related scenario, but another mainstream news legacy media organization called ABC. Maybe you've heard of them. They took footage from a Kentucky gun range and portrayed it as all the disaster that has just happened in Syria because Trump wants to draw down troops in Syria. I mean, how do they think they can get away with it in this day and age?
It's pretty unbelievable. I mean, how do you get from Syria to Kentucky? If you're going to fake a video, I mean, you would think they would be a little bit more, I don't know, perspicacious about it. Let's get something really good up here. But they were in a rush, I guess. And I mean, I don't know. You know, some guy who works at ABC said, yeah, I got a cousin out in Kentucky. Hold on a minute. I think I got something. I don't know.
This could be from Syria.
Yeah. This could be from Syria, Kentucky. Maybe it's a small town in Kentucky.
Well, I think it was the immediate blowback to, you know, say what you will about Trump. You know, we've talked about him, good, bad, and ugly, constitutional, unconstitutional. There's no president that has done many things constitutional in our recent memory. But what Trump is not is a standard issue globalist on the scene. He really breaks the apple cart when it comes to globalism because he's actually looked at some of these efforts, and he's been outspoken on the whole post 9/11 George Bush to Obama wars overseas against entities that had nothing to do with 9/11, and looking at Syria and going, why should we lose our blood and treasure over incidents that, hey, you know, even if Russia is involved, they don't like ISIS, Turkey, they all don't like them. They're going to do just a fine job, and we could always come back in if we have to later. But the distinction again being made that Trump doesn't do the things that presidents are supposed to do in the age and era of globalism.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? The thing that is currently amazing me, there was just a story up on Drudge about this, and that is that Trump's lawyers are now threatening or claiming they will sue CNN. Why? Because of the video that emerged that was shot secretly by Project Veritas and James O'Keefe's people. I mean, this is a guy who started out and is still, in a sense, what you would call a citizen journalist. has no big media affiliations, is not connected even to any other websites of, not employed by them or anything like that. He's started out as a lone individual, formed a group, and started making these Sting underground videos. And now we have, whether you like him or hate him, for better or worse, a sitting president of the United States whose lawyers are apparently intending to sue CNN because of this latest underground Sting video that shows CNN people talking about, you know, anti-Trump this, anti-Trump that, maybe he'll die soon, etc., etc., showing, at the very least, their bias. I mean, that is an incredible thing to be happening, and I wish more people understood that, you know, where, try to find another president, sitting president, who is going to sue a major, major news network based on an undercover Sting video, basically launched by one private citizen.
Yeah, it is stunning. Now, we certainly can talk about bias in the news media, but ultimately a lot of the Hegelian dialectic playing out between so-called left versus right, Democrat versus Republican, I think it's more for show than reality. But in certain cases, as I said, when we bring in that broader context of globalism, we'll see people on the left and the right, the entrenched politicians, be all for globalism. And what Trump kind of did was kind of throw that up even within the Republican Party. The people that opposed him, you know, I think those were maybe the globalist wing of the Republican Party, which was a lot. And that includes, like, Mitt Romney. This guy is an absolute tool for globalists.
Indeed. I wrote, I don't know, shortly before or after the election when Trump won, I said, look, there's two things that, above all, you have to understand here. Whether or not he means it, whether or not he's going to do it, whatever. He's trashing fake news media, meaning major news media. And two, he's talking against globalism. And so we see this continuing to play out. And for the people in the Democrats and Republicans' power structure, it doesn't matter to them precisely what he does. It's just bringing out these two things, talking about them, that is considered to be a gigantic red flag and a danger to their agenda of globalism, which means, to really shortcut it. It means one unified blob of a planet with no borders, no nations particularly, and extreme poverty from wall to wall, and massive control by corrupt governments, giant corporations, and banks. That's been the theme for a very, very long time. And he talks about it. There it is. So you've got to realize that this guy has been stirring the pot like crazy for quite a while now.
Well, and the thing is, the attacks on him, I think, as we've talked about, what would be legitimate to attack or let's say speak out against the president? For me, it would be, do you adhere to the Constitution or do you not? That seems to be pretty clear, but folks don't even know what the Constitution is anymore, nor why it was written, to restrain government, not the people. And I don't claim Trump is a constitutionalist, but I do like what he's doing in terms of stirring the pudding when it comes to, you know, pointing out the globalists in our midst that do not care whether America lives or dies as an independent nation. That's problematic, not because I am against any other nation or people of any other nation, but to recognize self-determination, the ability to choose a future. You know, we're hanging out here in America and, like, you know, we've got different views on life than perhaps they do in other countries, and that's okay. But they want to dissolve all of that potential and make us all slave to some globalist agenda, which is not one that embraces freedom, individual liberty, connects to the human spirit, the reason we're here to create and out-create everything that's preceded us. It's about being, you know, worker bees for a globalist intelligentsia that wants to have us make their shoes, and that's the most we would be asked of.
Indeed, which ties into another story that I wrote this week about the National Basketball Association, the NBA in China, and all of that scandal that has erupted over one tweet by the general manager of the Houston Rockets, one of the teams in the NBA, that started this gigantic storm, where the Chinese government decided that was enough to endanger their whole massive multi-billion-dollar relationship with the NBA and essentially tell the commissioner that he should fire this general manager of the Houston Rockets, which is quite amazing. And the silence that has been imposed on the players and the coaches and so forth from talking, and the sports networks from talking specifically about the relationship of China and Hong Kong, which is what the tweet was all about. Support the protesters in Hong Kong who are fighting for freedom. Well, there are questions about where the funding is coming from for these protests in Hong Kong and so forth, but the stark fact is that there's a bill up before the parliament in Hong Kong, which, if passed, would permit China to get extradited any criminal suspects from Hong Kong to the mainland. Mm. And obviously the number one suspects would be people in Hong Kong who are dissenters and who are speaking out against the brutal mainland regime in China. So you don't have to be a genius or a geopolitician or a scholar to understand that particular issue and why the general manager of the Houston Rockets put out that, you know, one-sentence tweet that started this whole massive insanity.
Yeah, I mean, merely expressing compassion for those fighting for freedom in other parts of the world, in this case happened to be a territory China claims ownership of and wants to control with a totalitarian edict that's basically a police state. Now, we can talk about certain aspects of the police state here in America, and we will, but we got to take a break. John Rappaport, my good friend, my guest this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including the stream that's going on live today, last day, for free from the Truth About Cancer live event from last week, and links are up for that in the show notes as well, so after the show, you can keep watching. We'll be back with more powerful healing. Check out robertscottbell.com and nomorefakenews.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're talking about the, right now, NBA controversy related to globalism, China. You go into bed with China in terms of business, you might make a fortune, but you're going to have to play by their rules. And that's the thing. When you got lots of money on the line, they'll often dictate to you what you can and can't say. And right now, the innocent tweet, we would say, which is a tweet anybody that loves freedom would support those protesting in Hong Kong for freedom. In the NBA, that means, oh my gosh, we might lose our access to China and the billions that come along with it. In media in America, John, we know that the mainstream news, 70% or more, is coming from the pharmaceutical industry. And so you see all of the agenda in the mainstream news is pro-pharma, pro-vaccine, pro-drugs, etc. And it's like an extension of that concept. If your money relies upon somebody who has a viewpoint that's very strong, they're going to use that money to say, don't criticize us. Find out who's in charge. You find out by knowing what you're not allowed to criticize.
Yes, it's exactly the same situation, really, when you look at it, whether it's Big Pharma or China. In the case of the relationship between China and the U.S., you keep digging down further into the rabbit hole, and of course what you discover is that the U.S. played a major, major role in opening up China after World War II, to trade with the West. And despite the fact that we're talking about a horrendously brutal regime that starved their citizens, and depending upon which estimate you read, in a famine killed between 15 million and maybe 50 million of their own citizens, in the complete takeover of a communist regime in China, you want to make that your number one trading partner, and you want to have a massive trade imbalance with that brutal regime as the decades go on, which is exactly what happened. There are many other things that we could get into, the manufacture of drugs and vaccines in China, for example, and so on. But at the root is this whole idea, as you say, we are the brutal regime, so you do what we say. I mean, Nike makes 36% of its shoes in China. Nike, Adidas, other shoe companies have gigantic money deals with China. The NBA itself has a major, major television deal with China to broadcast professional basketball games, etc., etc. So suddenly all this money is on the table again. It's not guaranteed because China decides that America has to shut up about what's happening in Hong Kong. That's what you get. And then you get people here in America who are basically sacrificing all of their principles, the entire Bill of Rights of the Constitution, in order to fold up their tents and say, yes, we're going to go along with this because it's the money, it's the money, it's the money, it's the money.
Well, this is something that, you know, as we see with even the news media in America, you know, we know, you know, in a communist country or in former Soviet Union, the people knew they were being lied to. There was no illusion about it. And the delusion of most Americans over our lifetime was that the news media had a modicum of integrity, that they reported on news, and they, you know, didn't have an agenda so much as here's the news, right? Go back to the Walter Cronkite, the Edward R. Murrows, the perception in reality. Now we see, coming back to the CNN stories, the admission, not because they went out and said, oh, we're guilty, here it is, but through a whistleblower covering these things from inside and then revealing what was going on, that they had an agenda, that they said, you know, attacking Trump, getting Trump out of office was more important than any story. Screw the stories. Who cares about the news? Our agenda now is to get rid of Trump. It's like, has that been an overt admission any time in the history of the news media where they come out and go, not that we wanted to, but in this case, what are they going to do to circumvent what is now on video and audio?
Indeed. Indeed. So they give up any pretense at objectivity or rationality or logic or what have you, mm-hmm. in analyzing what Trump is doing and not doing and so forth, and making up stories at the drop of a hat. Anything goes, which signals the level of desperation.
That's a point. I want to take a break here, and this is the cliffhanger. What is it about what's happening today? It is evidence of desperation on the part of globalists, the news media, to completely control and shut down not just your independent thought and critical thinking, but consciousness itself. More with John Rappaport here on The Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Responding to criticism, President Donald Trump abruptly reversed his plan to hold the next Group of Seven world leaders meeting at his Doral, Florida golf resort. Trump announced the backtrack after facing serious accusations he was using the presidency to enrich himself by hosting the international summit at a private resort owned by his family. Trump tweeted the administration will begin the search for another site, including the possibility of Camp David, immediately. Hong Kong streets descended into chaotic scenes again as protesters continued to set up roadblocks and torched businesses, and police responded with tear gas and water cannons following an unauthorized pro-democracy rally. Protesters continued to toss firebombs and took out their anger on shops with mainland Chinese ties as they skirmished late into the evening with riot police. Police continued to beef up security measures ahead of a rally, which they refused to give permission. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back in the 50s and maybe the 60s, I think there were, you know, twilight zones and outer limits, and they talked about controlling the vertical, controlling the horizontal. Those have been around long enough. Remember, that was science fiction. 1984 by George Orwell. That was science fiction. No, these are all playbooks for what's manifested today as far as control of news media. Whether you're in communist China or in the so-called freedom of America, do we have a free press? And this is what we're finding out now. It's not just John Rappaport that knows this. Now the rest of the world has come to this conclusion, or at least they are about to, as far as the control of the news media and the control of consciousness itself, at least their attempts. Now, what about their behavior indicates that this is their era of desperation?
Well, you see the poisonous intensity of their attacks on the U.S. networks that goes on day after day after day after day after day, relentlessly. So you understand that they feel that this is a sort of a do-or-die operation. And it isn't just because Trump is calling them fake news, although that's certainly significant. I mean, he has been blowing the whistle on the fakeness of the news, for sure. But it's also the fact, as we started off at the top, there is a system, there is a structure, it's international, it's global. It involves, through hook and by crook, building up the most huge corporations, multinational corporations, and big pharma to a gigantic global degree, so that essentially they, in collusion with corrupt governments, rule the planet. They control the money. They control the issuance of money and the interest rates and the manufacture of money out of thin air and so on and so forth. They are technocrats, which means that they are trying to systematize the way you think and reduce your ability to think and reason and make decisions for yourself, because you can't have a global tyranny if you have hundreds of millions of people running around that are truly free and energetic and independent and thoughtful and courageous. So that has to be stopped. So this is the background, let's call it, agenda, but it's really a monster plan that's been in effect for a very long time. This is the agenda that has been in the ascendance from political party to political party, from president to president, from election to election, regardless of party or persuasion. And then all of a sudden you have this guy come along from left field, right field, center field, whatever, Trump, who's a wisecracking, joke-busting guy who decides to just say whatever he wants to say. It seems quite possible that he never thought he was going to win the presidency, but then he did. And now, all of a sudden, you've got millions of Americans who are coming out of the woodwork, this is back in 2015-16, saying, well, you know, what he says makes a lot of sense, because we're suffering, we don't have any jobs, the jobs are going overseas, that's part of the globalist plan as to how to bankrupt nations and reduce people down to the lowest level of survival. You take out their corporations that move overseas into areas where they can manufacture their products at a tiny fraction of the cost in the home country, and then they export those products back for sale in the home country, et cetera, et cetera. People begin to wake up and say, well, I don't know if this guy means what he says, but if he happens to, by chance, this is astounding. So now you've got tremendous amount of disruption happening to the agenda, to the overall plan. And so the desperation comes in when he wins, or when he looks like he could win, to get him out of there, to make sure that he's impaled on a pole of impeachment or whatever is necessary to get him out of office.
Yeah, and you know, the media is not what the media was at the beginning, perhaps, of our country. You know, they wrote the First Amendment and they talked about freedom of the press. Now the journalists have become, you know, active and engaged like an overthrow of an elected president. And it's like, does this not meet some kind of criminal activity, or at least as we're seeing now with the Trump administration, a threat of a suit, you know, a civil suit of some kind against CNN? for clearly what they were attempting to do, which is not at all report on news, but become, you know, kind of an army to overturn an election.
Indeed. That's exactly what's happening. So we watch this whole show unfolding. We see Patrick Wood in his classic book, Technocracy Rising, traces the history of technocracy from the 1930s forward. This is the, and now look at big tech companies, look at the internet, look at digital, look at AI, artificial intelligence, robots, androids, etc., etc. The whole system of technocracy is built in order to replace human consciousness with automatic reflexes, to surround us and infiltrate all of us with a level of technology that is not liberating whatsoever, even though it might look that way, because its ultimate goal is to systematize all of our actions and so forth and to rule them from the top, to automate every possible thing that can be automated, to engulf us in these systems. And just as a quick example, and don't get the idea that this is the only thing, but consider the whole march of so-called 5G technology, which is supposedly the next step on quickening the internet and digital communications and so forth. One of the objectives here, obviously, is to have driverless cars all over the planet that are talking to each other, so to speak, and are organizing patterns of transportation and which cars go where and which don't go where and which routes they take when they can take them and which routes and roads and highways are verboten and so on and so forth. And passengers, of course, would sit in these cars just like they do now, except there's no driver. So what is this all about? Well, what this all about is the engineers who have decided that they should run political systems, they should run governments, they should run the future because they know how to organize things better, in heavy quotes. And part of that would be just what I described. So you would get in your car in the morning and think, this is wonderful, it just drives me to work. Yeah, but you can't go certain places. You can only go to certain places at certain times. You are at the mercy of the system. You become passive. You become unthinking. It's as if you're sitting on a moving couch. You have no will, no energy, no spark of creativity of your own. Your consciousness depletes and declines because, quote, everything is being done for you.
It occurs, John, this is like the full-on physical manifestation of you go where we take you. And we've talked about this over the years together. You've written about it extensively about thoughts. Are they your own? Or are you thinking other people's or other entities' thoughts? Controlling thought, of course, then, you know, necessarily trickles down into other areas of reality. And you have all been all about promoting the idea of your direct connection to creation itself is imagination. And that comes from within, a deeper connection than somebody else programming your thoughts to think, oh, that was my thought, my original thought, when it wasn't. It was somebody that had programmed you from early on, or repetition through mainstream news altering reality to a construct that supports, for instance, globalism versus, you know, independence of thought and independence of spirit, which is, to me, a higher ideal than the high ideal of the origin of America, you know, based on defending individual liberty versus groupthink, much less a communistic tendency toward collectivism.
Yeah, you put it very well. The destruction of the individual and the freedom and power and independence and creativity of the individual and the individual imagination, that is the main obstruction to globalism in all of its aspects. And people have to be aware of that. The whole idea is to make you as a distinct being extinct. That's the program, that everything is the group, everything is the mass, everything is the collective. And the collective's needs, as defined by your rulers, you see, always take priority over your desires and needs and what you want and what you envision and so forth, which, again, if you read the Constitution and if you read some of the thoughts of the founders, if you look at the best ideas about the beginning of the American Republic, you see the strength and independence and freedom of the individual above all, and how central government was created to be limited and hamstrung and obstructed in every possible way while still fulfilling its functions, because the lesson of Europe for the founders was they will come and get you if you let them, meaning governments in collusion with more shadowy figures. Mm-hmm. Well, that is all being swept away if you let it be swept away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point.
Well, we so appreciative of all of your writings on this to help people see through the program and to get beyond it, to connect to that spark, that divine spark. I think, you know, I've talked about it this way in a very direct manner. You know, when you think about your rights, because we talk about China and communism, then we talk about a police state in America. Do your rights come from government, or do they come from a far higher place? If I'm going to say it straight up, I'm going to say your rights come from God, not government. And in the final segment this hour with John Rappaport, I want to talk about the proposal at the federal level to monitor and track your every move, especially your medical records, tying it to your IDs, etc., so that you can be corralled into adult vaccines that they want everybody to get. For what purpose? We may get into that as well, but these are the kind of things we get to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we'll be back to wrap it up with John Rappaport after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Scott Bell Show.
In the show notes at robertscottbell.com, we keep you up to date on news that you won't hear anywhere else, except maybe nomorefakenews.com with John Rappaport. So y'all check it out, robertscottbell.com. We got the links up. How many of y'all know about H.R. 2862? This was submitted May 21st of this year, 2019, in the House of Representatives. And it's called H.R. 2862, to amend the Public Health Service Act to provide for a national system for surveillance of vaccine rates, to authorize research on vaccine hesitancy, to increase public understanding of the benefits of immunizations, etc., which basically means surveillance of the people of the United States, mandatory vaccinations, and it's not China, it's not communist Soviet Union, it's America, John Rappaport. What are we seeing here?
Well, you're seeing, as I've written before, that the medical system is ideal for producing de facto ID packages for every person, every resident living in the country or in any country, because the sharing of medical records means that you have to have an ID number, and your ID number travels wherever your records go, wherever you go. Whether or not they actually issue a card or some sort of citation to you doesn't matter. And then, of course, the whole idea is to shoot you full of vaccines, whether you're a baby, a child, or an adult, because that's the, you know, narrow goal of this bill. But on a wider level, it's just one more vector in surveilling of all citizens. And for some reason, I guess I never get tired of saying it, but I've been saying it for the last 30 years, the most dangerous cartel and in long-range effective cartel is the medical cartel. Because under the banner of we have no politics, we're completely neutral, we are the healers, and we are just trying to do good for you, they can carry all sorts of water, and they do for globalism, for tyranny and slavery, because they can simply say, we're giving you this treatment because it's for your own good.
Uniform acceptance by mandate of the medical church. And as an offshoot to your statement, I talk about the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance. And, of course, under Obamacare, you know, it was mandated to participate in it. Under a single-payer socialistic system that Bernie would love or others in the Democrat Party is, again, a forced mandating by eliminating any freedom, whatever's left in America, to choose anything but modern medicine, which is the third or second or first leading cause of death, depending on your perspective.
Yeah, and anybody who's been involved in the medical system in any way understands that once you get into it, it's like a jungle. And you're referred from one doctor to another, and nurse practitioners, and this and that, and they carve you up, if not literally, at least figuratively, into a whole section of testing, which says, well, we understand you came in for this, you see, but we've discovered that. And also three or four other things, and so we're going to be making appointments for you with the several doctors in your area that are allied with the hospital and so forth, and you'll be seeing them, and they'll be looking at you, and pretty soon you've got a shelf full of drugs, all of which have adverse effects, and so on and so forth. And that's not even getting into the vaccines. And if you start to look at the overall effects of all of these chemicals and compounds, you see reduction of health, reduction of willpower and determinism, and a kind of optimistic outlook on life. You are a patient in the system for the rest of your life. That's what you are, which produces over time, even if they didn't treat you at all, with a very low level of self-respect and the ability to create a future.
Sure, reducing the will to a historical artifact in humanity. You know, our will is your will. Adopt it or die. You will be vaccinated. But not here, not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I want everybody next week this time. We'll be at the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago. A couple weeks after that, we'll be at the Red Pill Expo. G. Edward Griffin is hosting in Mesquite, Nevada. And then we've got the ACIM event in Orlando. A lot of things coming up, y'all. Be there and keep checking out No More Fake News with John Rappaport. We link up and sometimes are republishing his stories there that he's writing at nomorefakenews.com, here at robertscottbell.com, where I simply remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.